Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we will talk about A.C. Bradley. A.C. Bradley is a well-known literary critic. He started his career as a lecturer and he is particularly famous in the field of Shakespearean criticism. And there is a very well-known work by him called Shakespearean Tragedy. It was published in 1904. This is the work for which he is really famous. And this work of his is praised not only for the analysis that it offers, but also for the language in which it has been written. The prose style in which Bradley has written this. And this work is recognized as a classic Shakespearean criticism. A classic of modern Shakespearean criticism. In this work, he does a lot of psychological analysis of all the major Shakespearean characters. And also his cataloging of images from the plays foreshadowed the sensitive analysis of Shakespeare's imagery made by people like Caroline Spurgeon and several later critics. Because of course, there are a lot of critics of Shakespeare and a lot of them have also taken inspiration from the works of A.C. Bradley. And this work by A.C. Bradley was even praised by people like Middleton Murray. Okay, Middleton Murray, he is also a important scholar and critic. And Middleton Murray said that this work of A.C. Bradley is the greatest single work of criticism in English. And on the other hand, there are people like F.R. Leavies, who have criticized Bradley. So praise and criticism of A.C. Bradley has happened from both sides. But yes, mostly it is agreed that A.C. Bradley's work, Shakespearean Tragedy, is one of the classics in the field of literary criticism, particularly literary criticism of the works of Shakespeare. And one of the reasons why Bradley is famous because he laid the foundations for a philosophic criticism of Shakespeare. Okay, a philosophic criticism of Shakespeare. And in addition to this, A.C. Bradley has also written on Alfred Tennyson, especially his In Memoriam. Okay, A.C. Bradley has written a commentary on Tennyson's work. So from an exam point of view, just remember these important names. After that, remember the name of the work by A.C. Bradley.